Blog Talk Radio. today, we continue with a one-hour commemoration of the late President Michael Sata's death in our dear country, Zambia. So tonight we are back and we'll give you a one-hour musical as we continue to be with our friends and families in Zambia. Please stay tuned as we listen to some more music.
Wait.
Dr. Munsanje, good evening.
Good evening, Roger. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. And we are with our 1 hour promise. We promised our listeners yesterday here. What are you hearing from Zambia, Dr. Munsanje?
Not much. Just that people are going to the parliament building to go and see their head of state.
Okay. Your background, I don't know if it's your...
Oh, the music is going through.
Yeah.
Let me tell my wife. I'm still sitting very... Let me...
Okay,
she just
we'll
me from...
And we'll continue. Yes.
Yeah, either you just turn off that music or what?
Fire, 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 fire
So, Dr. Musanje, from what we are seeing happening in Zambia, well, for now, I think everything is going well. But we see the president's son already starts to campaign. What do you take from that, Dr. Musanje?
The president's son is a young man, maybe my age or even younger. He was trapped by that question by the media. You see, the same question was asked to Edgar Lungu. And
yes.
Edgar Lungu answered it the way I would have liked anyone to answer it. He said, "This is a time for the funeral. We are not going to be talking about succession or leadership in this." But the young man, he was trapped, and then he started saying no. He wants to take over from his father. He's a student of his father. He's a man of the people and things like that. So it was very unfortunate that this statement came out because there will, and also the fact that his mother is Malawian, it puts him in the same position as Vice President Dr. Guy Scott.
This constitutional thing, Dr. Musanje, will really be, I don't know, going forward, it has to be challenged because there are a lot of Zambia-loving people who it puts on, like him, is one of his father is Zambian. Does the constitution say both of them or just one?
You know, that is why when you make a constitution, it will not just be to favor one party or one president like that. This constitution was made in favor of Dr. Chiluba in 1996.
Yes.
Because I'm also against that clause for the parentage clause. You know, for me, I think Guy Scott was going to become a very good candidate for PF because he also doesn't even have a tribe in Zambia. That would have been very good for us in Zambia. Yeah, because the rest of the people, you have to attach yourself to your tribe. Your tribe is your biggest base.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. We'll play a clip and a song, and we will begin, I think, to be poking at some of the questions which are going through the internet, Dr. Musanje, even as we go along.
Yeah, but I was
in Zambia. Zambia has more wealth than the population, and if we utilize the wealth which we have, and the export, the money which we make from these exports come back to Zambia, we should be able to multiply our economy and multiply our development and employ more people than we are employing at the moment. But at the moment, everything we are exporting, the money does not come back to Zambia. If the money does not come back to Zambia, it lacks multiplier effect. So you can only create employment if there is multiplier effect. In the absence of multiplier effect, no employment. You can't get anything.
He's always there for me. Yeah, yeah. No matter what the circumstances may be, God is always there. Through the rain, through the pressure, all through
Democracy has entered a new stage at this during this time of the funeral. I was so happy to see the opposition party leaders at the airport, all of them, Nawakwi, HH, who else, Chipimo, and obviously Cosmo Mumba. Even he did a somersault when he collapsed. You know, this is the way the Republicans and the Democrats stand. When there is something which affects the whole nation, you can't tell who is a Republican and who is a Democrat. They are together. They stand solidly. And in our young democracy, this is something that I really like to see. We are all Zambians, after all.
That is a good point, Dr. Musanje, you bring. What effect has that got even to their supporters when they see their leaders or coronaries come together? What effect has that got to the leaders, to their supporters?
Yeah, their supporters, they will see that their leaders are actually united. And they will not be, because there have been some people who have been saying that HH will not be allowed to go to the airport or attend the funeral. Now, those are the people that you call cadres, you know. We should not use this mentality of cadres. We are all Zambians. Bottom line, we can even have a wife who belongs to the opposition party, and the husband who is in the ruling party, they should still be married.
Yes. And like you just said, Dr. Musanje, that is a new level of maturity. I think it's the country.
Yes. Yes.
And that is why we criticized him when he stayed away from the celebrations. There is time for...
Yes, we did. We criticized HH for wearing a black shirt for the 50th anniversary, you know?
Yeah. No.
Roger, I wanted us to also dwell on the successes of the late President Sata. What do you think were some of his successes? I have a few here written down, which I would like to share.
Okay, we'll come to that, and we'll just play a musical here after that, and then we'll come and look at some of the accomplishment of President Sata. thoughts, Dr. Munsanje?
Well, that is a very powerful song. Yeah. Do you want us to move to the some of the successes of President Sata?
Yes, some of his achievements, yes. Go ahead, Dr. Munsanje.
Yes, President Sata, I got a call from Zambia. I forgot to tell you that. Is that there has been a number of changes and during his term. Something that somebody mentioned on the phone today was that almost all clinics in Zambia have an ambulance. Now, that is obviously is a success if we can have ambulances in the clinics in Zambia. The president was a fighter. He formed his party around 2001, and won an election in 2011. So it took him like 10 years. And all that time, he didn't flinch. He worked very hard. He guided the party. And until he won the presidency. The other success that has been mentioned before is the roads in Zambia. I haven't been to Zambia for like 9 years now. But I'm told that the roads have improved. Obviously, the number of cars coming from Japan have also increased. So there's a lot of work in the road network. Then the road department was even put directly under his responsibility at State House. Yeah. Then one of the other successes is the president reversed the sale of Zamtel to some Libyans. I mean, this is a national corporation which saves many Zambians, but it was sold to Libyans under very suspicious circumstances. So the president was able to reverse it and put it back into the people of Zambia. Obviously, for a person like me who comes from Choma, I was happy to see that the president has made Choma the provincial capital of my province, the Southern Province. So that is a success to talk about. Obviously, there will be some development in my town because they have to accommodate all those people from who are in Livingston to come and live in Choma, and there should be some business going on in Choma. He also went and put a province in a very big province. Northern Province was too big, and he had a sense to make sure that he splits Northern Province to Muchinga Province and the actual Northern Province. So these are some of the successes. But before we go to the next, let us remember that Michael Sata, he has been he has a lot of experience. You remember he was before he even became anything, he became a district governor for Lusaka Province. That is when some of us started hearing about who Michael Sata was. He was a minister in both UNIP and the MMD. And finally, he went and formed his own party, PF, which put him in to become the president. So what more can a human being achieve?
Those are a very good, solid accomplishments, for sure, considering that the man, all that we have talked about, Dr. Munsanje, has been achieved in three years.
Yes,
has been achieved in 3 years. If we consider what RRB achieved in a short period of time, probably there's no something concrete we can really we can show for. So that is very, very true, Dr. Musanje. It is very, very, very true. And we are going to continue to pray for our nation that he comes through for our country, that there will be a peaceful, Dr. Musanje, very peaceful,
yes,
peaceful
transition
of power.
Mm.
He came to Zambia Block Talk Radio on August 6, 2011. I asked him about the local control, and this was our interaction.
President Sata, my name is Roger Charlie from Better Canada. I have a few questions here, very quick ones. The diaspora have become of age. You sent us here to be educated, and I think we have the knowledge we want to contribute to our nation. Would you consider to appoint any one of us as cabinet ministers in your new cabinet? That's my first question. The next question is power from Lusaka. Yourself, President Sata, you have lived most of your time in Lusaka, and we believe the problem Zambia has is not because we don't have intelligent presidents or intelligent people, but because there is no local control. Who do you consider taking away a lot of power from Lusaka to the people in the district? And my last question is, what are you doing to prepare the nation? Should President Banda refuse to leave office when he loses, what are you doing to prepare the country? Thank you.
Well, first of all, if I start with the last question, if Banda doesn't want to leave office, if he loses, I'll leave it to the Zambians. I'm not an anarchist. Now, you are even so proud of saying we educated you, and instead of saving us, you go and stay in Canada. I totally agree with you on your second question. Kaunda had an idea when he was saying going to back to the land, but that's not our thinking. Our thinking in PF is, let the people in Mpika decide how they are going to develop Mpika. The only way they can do that, give them power and money. Remove the district commissioner who has no money, because the roads which we are using today in rural areas were roads which were paved by district commissioners, proper district commissioners, not politically appointed people. And what we need, first of all, is to create attractive conditions so that you, Mr.
Roger Chan,
can find
Roger
is coming back to Zambia.
I want to be Minister of Local Government.
And be accommodated in Zambia, Mr. Yes? I'm saying the reason is people who are educated by poor people's money, they go and hide themselves in developed countries. Shows there is lots of weaknesses which we have to create. We have to bridge those weaknesses. We have to cure those weaknesses.
Sotela le sa, sotela le mwe o anje.
Zambians need to pray for the transition to be smooth and for God to provide us with a new leader. And we don't care who that leader is going to be. We should do support him or her.
I don't know. Maybe let me ask you to clarify when you say you don't care what that leader would be. I'm not sure you really mean you don't care.
Obviously, there are some qualifications.
Okay.
You don't just become a presidential candidate. I think that each of the parties which is contesting the presidency, they have someone who has the correct qualifications.
Yes.
Okay. That is what I mean, that I don't care. Well, what I mean basically by saying I don't care if they are going to be PF, UPND, what is the other party, NAREP, or some other party. As long as they have the heart of Zambia in their mind to bring development.
That is very, very true. 610, is this Wachongo? Good evening. Okay.
610 would be a Philadelphia number.
Okay.
No, that's me. It's Elizabeth. Sorry, I called in late.
Well, Elizabeth.
I fell asleep on the couch. Mukwai. I was sitting waiting for the time. Then I was watching TV and fell asleep.
Welcome to America.
Yeah, I'm quiet.
How are you, my sister? Long time.
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine.
No, sometimes I call in and I listen in. You just don't, because I'm not using the 484 number, so I don't know who's calling in.
I think I saw this number.
Okay.
Did you call in yesterday?
No, yesterday I didn't call in.
Okay.
When there was that, what's his name, from Livingstone, the Indian, during Independence Day celebration, I called in.
Okay. Yes.
So some days I just listen in.
you call it incognito, as the saying goes. How are you keeping abreast with what is happening back home right now?
Good. Once in a while, I try to check in the newspapers or actually YouTube, but that's all. I haven't really called Zambia to find out or to talk to them.
Yesterday, I was very happy to see pictures on Al Jazeera.
Oh, I didn't see Al Jazeera.
Yeah, on Al Jazeera TV, they showed the pictures of the casket in Parliament.
Mm.
And they interviewed the Bakambwiri, the former acting president, Lungu, and a few other people, you know, and everybody is just talking about solidarity.
Oh, that's nice. Mm.
Yes, yes, yes. But if there is anything which has been refreshing about the whole experience, it is to see how the opposition parties and everyone, they have mingled together, they've come together at this hour of need. Like we said yesterday in our three-hour special, if there is time the enemy is in trouble in Zambia, this is the time. Because of the prayers and the songs which are going, all this is, I think it brings that new spirit of reconciliation, that spirit of togetherness. We are very
grateful. We are all touched.
What I'm thinking is also just the way this happened, whether it's God's plans, as human beings, we have no control. But the fact that it happened soon after 50 years, when everybody was talking about Zambia peace and all that, everywhere you listened, it was unity, how we haven't... The 50 years was only about love and unity and peace, and people just being excited that there's never been any confusion in the country.
Yeah.
So then it happens. It's like it really just opens your eyes up and, you know, tells everybody, now let's see your unity. God is testing
our
strength.
Gospel, this is a gospel song. Like we said yesterday, we'll be contributing again. So many radios in Zambia are singing this one song, that is a song of unity, a song of life. And here in diaspora, we want to be part of that, and we are contributing to that. Spiritual message to back home for peace and peace and nothing but peace. So thank you, Dr. Musanje. Thank you, Elizabeth. We'll be inviting more people to come and pray with us.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye.
Good night.
Thank you,
bye-bye. Thank you so much.